What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Ian Guider of the Business Post is with us. And Ian, tell us about the potentially significant AI generator which is setting up office in Ireland.
Yes, this is a company called Anthropic AI, and it's a small enough startup based in the United States. And it was founded by a brother and sister called Dario and Daniela Amodi, and they worked in OpenAI once upon a time, left that company a couple of years ago to found Anthropic. And they've announced today that they are setting up their first European office in Dublin over the next couple of months. There'll be a small number of jobs created initially, but I think it's very significant that we've now had OpenAI itself, which is behind ChatGPT, set up its Irish office. Again, they're only hiring, I think it's just over a dozen people, and we don't know how many Anthropic are hiring, but these companies are very young. They're still very small in total, but they are seeing Ireland as a base to set up their European operations. And just to give people who aren't familiar with Anthropic, it's got huge amounts of backing from some of the biggest names in technology. Amazon, Salesforce, Google, they've all pumped billions of dollars into Anthropic. And like OpenAI, it's developed a ChatGPT-like service called Claude. You can't actually get it in Ireland or anywhere in Europe just yet, but it is seen along with ChatGPT as the two best AI assistants about, and getting these companies to Ireland will be very important, Matt, because if the benefits of AI come true in the next couple of years, then it's going to wipe away a hell of a lot of jobs. So what better investment to get than the actual companies that are making and developing these assistants?
How many shops does the retailer Ted Baker have in Ireland? I'm asking because it seems to be in pretty dire financial straits.
It certainly does, Matt. There are seven in total. There are two stores it directly owns on Grafton Street in Dublin and another in Kildare, but it also operates concessions in Brown Thomas and Arnott's around the country. So in total, there are about seven stores of Ted Baker, but the parent company has gone into administration, which is an insolvency process in the UK, and there are potentially quite a lot of stores and jobs going over the next couple of months. The stores will remain open, and its online store will be open for business as well, but its US parent company, which bought Ted Baker a couple of years ago, have really struggled in the past couple of months and the last year or so in particular. Mid-market fashion, particularly those that trade out of stores and department stores, are struggling. People are either trading down to discount fashion chains and online shopping or trading up to high-end luxury brands, and the mid-market is struggling. And Ted Baker's parent company in America is saying today, look, we're calling in the administrators. It's a bit like examinership here in Ireland. We're calling them in because trading has deteriorated. There's been some other issues going on over the last couple of months as well. So to have the company saved from a total closure, they are calling in the administrators, and they will decide how many of those stores continue trading over the next couple of years.
Okay.
They will be open in the meantime.
I've yet another story I'm going to have to put to John Givens. This one is how the head of the world's biggest oil company has said that phasing out oil is a fantasy. Well, he would say that, wouldn't he? On the other hand, though, could he be right, Ian?
Look, I'll just give you what he said first of all. Yes, this is the head of Saudi Aramco, the world's biggest oil and gas producer. In fact, it's the second biggest company in the world. Its chief executive, Amin Nasser, was speaking at an oil industry conference in Texas today. So they're hardly going to be claiming that there's no future for oil and gas. But you're right, he is calling this a fantasy. He says we should abandon the transition away from oil and gas and recognize that there actually needs to be more investment in oil and gas. gas in the next couple of years. He says that you will never fully transition away from fossil fuels because he believes that all of the money thrown at renewable energy, he estimates that since the turn of the decade, I think it's actually, I beg your pardon, the turn of the millennia, so what, 24 years ago, $9.5 trillion has been invested in renewable energy, and it hasn't actually done all that much to wean us off oil and gas. What he attributes the reduction in carbon emissions from, particularly in the US, is the fact that you can now extract oil and, in particular, gas much more efficiently, and it doesn't release as many hydrocarbons. That's his view. He is saying that there will continue to be a need to invest in oil and gas, and this fantasy of transitioning away from it is just not going to happen. You've had some forecast that we're not going to need oil and gas by the end of 2030. He says that's ridiculous. Phase out coal all you want, but you're going to still need to invest in oil and gas because some of these new technologies, in particular, he highlighted some of the sustainable energy initiatives in and around hydrogen and solar projects. He says, look, they're just not economic enough to bring down the price of energy, and nobody's going to adopt them. So you're going to need, he claims, oil and gas forever and ever.
Oh, definitely. I'll put that to John Givens. He's joining us tomorrow evening rather than Thursday, and we'll talk to you again around the same time tomorrow. Ian Guider.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.